Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show.
AI leading to layoffs, existing home sales, what happened, what we expected. We can talk about the Vegas meetup. We'll talk about the Zuber letter, talk about bankruptcies. And finally, what went wrong with inflation? Alrighty, folks, let's get into existing home sales. That number just came out 1 minute ago. What happened? Let's remind you what happened last month, what the expectations were, what I thought, and then what exactly happened. So last month, folks, remember existing home sales ripped higher, surprised everyone except this channel. They went to 4.38 million. The experts thought it would come in to about 4.17. Why? Obviously, rates are higher. This morning, talking with the one and only TYLG, I thought the number would come in at 4.25 million. Well, where did it come in at, folks? It came in slightly above the experts, but below my expectation, came in at 4.19. So again, we are down, down, down. Home sales are down 4.3% month on month. And Sonny, here you go. I think that was Mark asked. Mark, here you go. Here is Sonny. So again, existing home sales down, rates matter. But remember, folks, we are still operating in a broken housing market where inventory for what is wanted, i.e. first-time homebuyers, is scarce, especially clean and new properties where luxury is starting to stack up. And also remember, we got data from King County, i.e. Seattle, that saw crazy numbers, right? I think home prices were up 20% or something, and inventory was down. Shout out Beth Traverso for that. We are still operating in a broken housing market. It is my hope, it is my desire that rates over 7% and 7.5% at last check is enough to slow down the housing market. Folks, this will not be done quickly. The housing market is broken for years to come. But how do you fix it? 1 month at a time. So I think the longer rates are over 7%, the longer we have to heal the housing market. And what does heal look like? I think healed housing market means existing home sales go back to 5.5, 5.8, 6 million home sales. That to me is healed. Again, remember, what did we just post this morning? Let's round it to 4.2. So we are a long, long way from a healed housing market. And again, we will not get there this year. We will not get there next year. This is going to be a multi-year journey, but please, please, please don't hear that and be afraid. Hear that and think opportunity. If you are a buyer, homeowner, or investor, a market that is slowed down is good news. You can find motivated sellers. You can find what's going on. It is just what we want. We do not want hot. We do not want a market with only 300,000 active. That is good for no one except owners. We are trying to build. We are trying to get on the property ladder. We are trying to change our family and generations. Please don't be afraid. Be excited for slow. Okay? Be excited for slow. Hopefully you hear that. Let's talk about AI, artificial intelligence, folks. Is it coming for your job? Maybe, maybe. I don't know if you saw the news, but it certainly caught my attention. Google, good old Google. Google is restructuring their finance team because, or at least in part, because of AI. Folks, yes, accountants, financial analysts, business analysts, AI is coming. Folks, if I was early in my career, early meaning, I don't know, under 35, I would be leaning in hard to AI. Frankly, my company should be paying for me to get educated, but hear me. I would pay for myself to get educated and understand what is possible, what is not possible, become a prompt engineer, whatever it is. AI is coming. If you are doing repetitive tasks, it is coming. So again, don't be afraid. Again, everything that I talk about is understanding what is in front of you and taking control of your actions. But again, AI, right? We heard, I think IBM was the first large tech company to kind of say, hey, AI is leading to layoffs. Google is next. They won't be the last. They won't be the last. And again, as I've said for multiple years, if you want to increase your chances of staying, get close to revenue. Revenue, revenue, revenue. There you go. We did get weekly unemployment claims. This is our weekly count of what's going on in the job market. Again, the job market is still strong. The weekly unemployment claims will be our first thing, our first sign that something's breaking. Well, not breaking yet. Weekly unemployment claims came in at 212,000. It was unchanged week to week. Expectations were 215. So again, job market still holding together. Let's talk about bankruptcies. Let's talk about bankruptcies. There's a lot of doomers, and they know who they are, that are talking about bankruptcies, right? Bankruptcies are up. Bankruptcies are at record high. Folks, remember my thesis. We have all this money in the system. We have had plenty of malinvestment. Malinvestment meaning money thrown at things that didn't work out. Part of getting through malinvestment is bankruptcy. It just is. And now again, when you hear bankruptcy, don't think everyone gets fired and shut down. Yes, that does happen. Most bankruptcies will be like Red Lobster. I don't know if you saw it, but Red Lobster is considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Why? Because they have a bad expense structure. They have leases and headcount and labor costs and all of this that makes it hard to make money. Well, you know what? The economy's different. So what they may do is they may go into an organized Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which gives them permission to break leases, shut down non-performing buildings, and come out the other side stronger. Bankruptcies do not all end with everybody being laid off. In fact, most bankruptcies don't lead that way. Most bankruptcies are restructuring events where the company comes out stronger and can grow again. It is a wonderful part of the system. We are talking more and more, folks are talking about the stock market. And yes, before you ask, I sent this article to Dan Bird because I want to talk to Dan Bird on Sunday about this. What's going on? There is a technical trader, chief investment officer, called a CIO. Chief Investment Officer Chris Vermeil, who is out saying Dan Bird is wrong. What is Chris saying? He is saying we are on the cusp of a bear market. Chris believes that the bear market is starting very soon, much like the dot-com era. We are looking at potentially a 30 or 50% drop in the stock market. You could lose half of your wealth. He thinks we are transitioning from the end of a bull market to a bear market. And if you've taken the time to watch Dan Bird, and one of his main, if not his main thesis, is this bull market has years to go. So I sent the article to Dan, and I said, Dan, we got to talk about this on Sunday because somebody is calling you out. Now, in fairness, they never said the name Dan Bird. I'm being a little dramatic, but they are clearly pointing at Dan's call that the bull market has somewhere between 4 and 8 years left and saying poppycock. So we're going to give Dan a chance to respond. What Chris is basically saying is we are seeing bear market or late stage bull market activity now, i.e. look at gold, look at defensive stocks, basically saying that is the last gasp of a dying bull market. So we're going to give Dan a chance to read the article this morning. And hopefully we will talk about that on Sunday. More on that in a minute. So I want to give you a shout out. We had about 50 or so people at the Vegas meetup Lots of great questions. We stayed for several hours, so thank you, thank you, thank you. If you did not get a chance to attend, these are my three takeaways. These are my three takeaways from the Vegas Real Estate Meetup. Shout out Chino, Ty, for setting that all up. You guys did a great job. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Number one, I believe you can create cash flow in any real estate market if you are open to different models. Why is this important? We talked a lot about buying Vegas, and we recorded some content, and we were talking about my potential buy box and all the things that you would expect from me. But one thing I think is clear in Vegas already is what we did in Fresno, long-term, you know, buy and hold, is not going to work. It is not going to produce a return that I would be happy with. However, when you hear that, you can either give up or you can get uncomfortable and learn something new. So again, I want to have the ability to change my mind, but what am I thinking? Midterm furnished rentals. We might try something completely new that we've never tried before. We have people that we're speaking with in the market that are doing it now and doing it successfully. So what didn't work for us in Central Valley, well, we may be trying something different. Number two, I really tried to get the folks in the audience which were scared about rates. And I get it. If you don't look at the market and you don't understand and you're new, you've seen rates go from 6.9 to 7.5, you're freaking out. But as I think I said earlier with existing home sales, higher rates are a good thing. The market slows down. In a slower market, motivated sellers start to raise their hand and say, help me, help me, help me. Maybe it's price, maybe it's terms. In the end, a slower market means you and I have time to learn. So again, hopefully they heard me yesterday, a higher interest rate market is a good thing. And number three, shout out Chino in the Sub 2 community. A lot of you showed out, probably 30% of the room were Sub 2 fans. I just want to say that Sub 2 and creative finance are possible. Each of them have their own challenges and opportunities. At the end of the day, you have to skill up. I've been very clear that my tool belt is not complete. Plenty of stuff that I can learn going forward. There are so many options. You can watch my interviews with Coach Carson and talk about lease options and all of these other creative ways. There are lots of ways to get deals done. So again, even somebody like myself who has several books, who has a great portfolio, I am still learning. So you're never done. If you are somebody that wants to be in this business, you do have to focus. You do have to do what we call the daily disciplines, but you will always be learning. And I personally find that exciting. Next up, if you signed up for the Zuber letter, first, thank you. It was very nice of you. The first Zuber letter went out yesterday. Let me know what you think. Leave in the comments below. Let me know below. A, did you get the Zuber letter? B, what did you think? If you don't know what the Zuber letter is a combination of Resi Club, Lance Lambert, Mike Zuber, One Rental at a Time, putting together a main thesis for the week. I can't believe that Lance, a Fortune editor, a past Fortune editor, likes what we're doing on this channel and asked to help. Lance reached out and said, I want to marry what we're doing together, because Michael, you're good on video, Lance is great at writing. Let's see if we can give the audience even more value. The Zuber letter can be found at zuberletter.com. It is 100% free. It is something I am very proud of. We worked on the first version for weeks. This was something I wanted to get right and make sure that I am proud of. So if you got it, I would love to hear from you. Did you get it below? What did you think? If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to zuberletter.com, give me your email, and you will start to get it going forward. We are hoping to do it once a week, maybe in the future twice, but let's try to do one a week at this point. Other things of note, The ECB, European Central Bank, is looking to cut rates in June. Zillow forecast is 1.4% for the next year in the real estate market. And finally, let's close with what went wrong with inflation. As we've known, we've got three hot inflation prints. We've now got a Fed president talking about possibly no cuts all year. What went wrong with inflation? Well, I think there was a couple of things. And these are just my thoughts. I would love to hear your thoughts below. One, and we talked about this a bunch, but it's even slower than I expected. Shelter cost is rolling over slower than I expected. I had expected shelter costs to be fully absorbed by the end of 2023, and I was wrong. It is still rolling over. It is still heading in a mathematically certain direction. The math is certain. It's just slower than I thought. So again, you know, when you expect it to be fully complete in a 12-month cycle and it takes 18, it is slower than expected. So I got that wrong. The experts got that wrong as well. Number two, I think, my opinion, let me know what you think. I think Jerome Powell and the Fed messed up again. And what do I mean? I think they telegraphed cuts too soon. I really do. They got to remember, we are going to go over that dot plot with a fine-tooth comb. And when the dot plot basically said we're going to have, I forget, four cuts or six or whatever it was the first time, the market is a leading indicator. And what I call the animal spirits took off. The Fed should have known that was coming. So I think the Fed telegraphed cuts too early, and then the market did what the market did. Guys, did you know that risk assets have gone up $7 trillion in total since the market first thought the Fed would have six cuts in 2024? That, to me, is like the Fed got that wrong. Number three, insurance cost. I personally did not hear anybody talk about insurance costs being a main driver of inflation, but frankly, it makes sense. Car insurance. Cars are more complex than they've ever been. And by being more complex, they're more expensive. More expensive, higher insurance. Logical sense. Housing. Has anybody seen home prices in the last 4 years? Home prices are up, I don't know, 40%, 35%. Most people insure their homes for replacement costs. So guess what? If you own a bunch of real estate and that real estate's up 40%, your insurance cost is going to go up. It's how math works. I do think there's one little wrinkle in insurance, and I put this out there a couple of times. I'll say it again here. A lot of the Class A office buildings are owned by insurance companies. They're the equity. They were happy with a 5 cap or a 4 cap or a 3.5 cap. And as we know, in office, they're getting their heads handed to them. So I think there's a lot of insurance companies that are taking massive losses, and maybe they're making up for those losses with higher rates. I don't know. Let me know in the comments below. What do you think? And then finally, we have seen commodities rebound. This was actually something I missed 2 months ago when the second hot CPI reading, commodities are up as well. So again, I think there's a lot of things around inflation, this second reiteration. Again, I'm not too concerned with the May CPI reading, but that June CPI reading has me concerned. I think the June CPI reading could be so bad that we have the Fed talking about a rate hike, maybe even an emergency rate hike. I did a video the other day with Anna Kelly just playing out an emergency rate hike. It was my fear of the June meeting that caused me to have that conversation. So it is something I am afraid of, folks. This is the Daily Financial News. We do this live 5 days a week. I want to thank 152 of you amazing individuals. You are here live. You showed up. 160 now. But hey, folks, we've got 19 thumbs up. 19. Come on. That's like 10%. We can do better than that. Like, subscribe, comment, become part of the One Rental at a Time family. If you are going to WealthCon, I will be speaking Saturday morning. Folks, hope you have an amazing weekend. We don't record on Friday or Saturday, but we've got some great videos lined up. I hope you enjoy them. Again, Zuberletter, zuberletter.com. Later.